And currently we have 44 degrees in Lynchburg, 45 in Bedford. We have 50 in Salem and Roanoke and 44 in Danville.
8:06 on the morning jam, and we're so pleased to have Diana Schwartz. She's from the River District Association on Southside, doing some great things. Good morning, Diana.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me on today.
Oh, well, we're so glad to have you. We constantly are doing stories about what's going on in your area, and there's no area that's perfect, but you guys are making some pretty good strides as far as business and reaching out to your community. A lot of people doing a lot of great things, so we just want to tip our hats to you. Tell us what's going on currently. We have several things on our list here, the Dream Launch Entrepreneur Boot Camp again. What's at the top of the list for you?
My goodness. Thank you so much for the tip of the hat. You know, we're very lucky to have a fantastically collaborative community. While not easy, that's really been the key, I think, to moving us forward as rapidly as we have.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the Dream Launch Boot Camp and Pitch Competition, this will be the fourth year that the River District Association has conducted that. And I do believe that, of course, makes a difference because it teaches people who are interested in opening their own business, you know, launching your dream, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
It gives them the tools and the knowledge that they need over 6-week boot camp to do that. And then they're eligible to pitch. They can pitch for either funding to open a business in the River District, or now we've actually expanded again through collaboration with our Chamber of Commerce and Entrepreneurship Ecosystem to offer another pitch opportunity for people in the city or in the county, Pennsylvania County. So, you know, this year we have over $300,000 in incentives and cash available to help those entrepreneurs get their businesses open. And we're just thrilled and excited and thankful to the Department of Housing and Community Development for the additional funding to do it again this year.
Yeah. So you guys have a lot of construction going on and a lot of even repurposing of some older buildings with Caesars moving in. Tell us how that's been going here because we hear the stories of people can't find employees in construction. That was my background. And, you know, even finding service workers, you're getting ready here in the days ahead to open some pretty big places. And, you know, there's going to be a lot of job opportunities. And right now, as we've had the news stories almost daily, that there are shortage of workers. How's that been going for you guys?
So far, so good. I mean, we do, of course, experience the employment shortages just like everyone else across the country. We are not immune to that. I have to say, so far, our projects have all been going really well. You know, we've been through going through major revitalization of the River District downtown for quite a while. You know, in addition to the casino, which big news, and we're, you know, excited to see how that progresses and all the new things and resources and visitors that will bring to our community.
Mm-hmm.
But we can't forget that we've all got the rest of the city of Danville.
Sure.
So we also have the White Mill, the very large former Dan River Fabrics location on the Dan River, the 650,000 square foot former mill location.
Mm-hmm.
Is January. You know, that redevelopment will begin in January. We've got the Riverfront Park downtown. And of course, we're also very, very fortunate. We've recently received some grant funding again from the Department of Housing and Community Development to start to work in some other commercial neighborhood business districts that maybe have suffered historic disinvestment.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's not just the casino. We're very, very fortunate. And then there's lots of industry, actually, in manufacturing, Morgan Olson being a great example of that are moving into the area as well. So we're booming, but yes, of course, we have to keep an eye on employment just like everyone else. And we feel like we have a great place to live.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really the charge of what we do at our organization, is make sure that we're creating a place where people want to be.
Sure.
And we do think we have that, and we believe more people will come into the area and take advantage of that.
Okay.
We really do love the work that you're doing there. Do you have any particular events that are coming up here in the next week or so? I know it's a very busy time for a lot of people. What do you have coming up immediately between now and Christmas?
It is, and thank you for asking. For our friends that are listening that have not yet had the opportunity to see what's happening in downtown Danville, you're in luck. Tomorrow night, we have our Christmas on the Plaza event from 5 to 9 in downtown Danville at the Fountain. And we will have Santa, selfies with Santa, hot chocolate, popcorn, and cookies free for the kids. community entertainment, live local bands. There'll be a Luminaria trail walk along our Riverwalk Trail downtown, nice, thanks to Parks and Recreation. And we're actually having snow. And so the weather is going to be perfect for snow tomorrow. So we hope that people will come check out all of the activities, and they're completely free in downtown Danville.
Well, how great.
I notice when we get these storms that come up from the south, because Lynchburg tends to be pretty protected. They'll get it in Roanoke. They'll get it on the other side of the mountain in Shenandoah Valley. And we tend to dodge a lot of those. But when it comes up from the south and it's a major storm, I can pretty much count on getting the snow shovel out.
Right. That's exactly
well,
right.
You know, it's the great thing about it is it's going to snow in 70 degree weather. So, yeah, you know, obviously we're having a snow machine brought in for the kids to be able to enjoy. But
it's all
you know, how many
you know.
Times can you say you got to play in the snow in December and yeah, 70 degree weather? So
well, just point
we're really excited to have everyone host everyone downtown.
Just point it our way, and maybe the jet stream will bring some of that up.
Yeah,
to us,
that's
okay?
Right.
If people... One can hope for sure. Although I'm not going to complain about the nice weather.
That's right. If anybody wants to get more information about the things that you all do have going on and how to become a part of it, where's the best place for them to go?
The best place to visit is the RiverDistrictAssociation.com website. There you can find out information about all of the different things that we have to offer in our community for both the people that live in it and our folks that visit it. We have some free walking tours through an app you can download that actually will connect you to downtowns across the United States called Districts, D-I-S-T-R-X. And that also has a lot of great information. And again, those free walking tours to, you know, enjoy the outside and the good weather while we have it.
I love it.
Awesome.
Well, we appreciate all that you're doing. Thanks for being a part of the Morning Jam. And we love telling your story on the South Side.
Well, we love the opportunity to tell it. So thank you so much for allowing me to come on and talk with you this morning.
All right.
Diana Schwartz from the River District Association. Once again, their website, riverdistrictassociation.com, all one word. Check it all out. Diana, have a great weekend, and I hope you have a good event that begins tomorrow with the snow.
Yes, we sure hope snow.
We sure hope snow.
Yeah.
I love it. You know, there's a company in Hollywood that they do all the you know, snow for the Hallmark movies
yeah,
and the stuff in
mm-hmm.
Do you know what it's called?
No.
Snow business.
Snow
There's no business like snow business. That's
oh,
right.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey,
it.
It's Life Hack Thursday, and
it
you
is.
Know that we love hearing from our listeners. They are a very important part of our program, mm-hmm, and I do love it. I'm a little...
concerned?
Perplexed. Yeah, maybe. Of course, it all started with Salty.
Yeah, Salty called in and talked about that Del Monte idea with the iron and the pizza.
Yeah,
because it's
the,
shaped like a piece of pizza. I never thought about that.
Right. Well, you know, sometimes you got to think outside the box, and Del Monte thinks way outside the box. But we had a listener who called in. They make grilled cheese on their
yeah,
on their iron.
Yeah.
Then we had Steve
okay,
texting us saying... you know, you can cook in your dishwasher, to where I'm like, you cannot.
What?
You
Wait
can
a minute.
You can cook in your dishwasher.
Cook your food in the dishwasher.
It's a real thing, he says. So
okay,
I looked it up.
All right.
It is a real thing.
All right.
There is an article on Ranker.com.
Okay.
That talks about, first of all, I'm not encouraging this.
Right, sure.
I just want to
sure.
I just want to give that as a,
yeah,
a preface.
There you go.
Because I don't want to be, you know, people sending us
no
bills for the
liabilities
for the,
here
for the repair of their dishwasher.
Right.
12 foods you can cook perfectly in your dishwasher.
Okay.
This is according to Ranker.com.
All right.
Cooking dinner in the dishwasher? Yep, that's right. Turns out cooking food and washing your dishes at the same time is not only possible.
Gosh. I'm sorry, I'm just getting the episode of Kramer.
I know. But it's actually a bit of a trend,
mm-hmm,
especially among those who are eco-friendly.
Mm-hmm.
See, this is telling us a lot right here.
Sure, sure.
The Surreal Gourmet has been dishwasher cooking for years. Bob Blummer, host of the Food Network Surreal Gourmet.
Right.
He was among the first to pioneer
oh, wow,
such novel concepts as dishwater-cooked salmon.
Oh, oh, oh.
All right. Okay, let's start with something a little more gentle.
Oh, yes, my
okay,
stomach is turning.
Potatoes. Grab yourself a spud the next time you do a load of dishes. Cut it into thin 1/8-inch slices. Toss them in a bowl with your favorite dressings or marinade, and then put them in a large piece of aluminum foil. Spread your slices in a single layer, fold them together, and make a little lunch bag. Then place it on the top shelf of your dishwasher, making sure that the heat is on the highest setting. How is that eco-friendly? Mm. Toss your dirty dishes as well if you like.
Sure, why not?
And run the washer full wash and dry cycle. No.
You're not going to believe what I just got.
No, I am not doing that. They are encouraging people to make salmon. This dates back several decades. To get going, run your dishwasher through a short cycle to make sure there's no dirt or residue. Again, how's that economical?
Right.
Place the salmon on two layers of foil. Season it. Make sure it's completely airtight and watertight. Then run it through a 50-minute cycle. No. There's soap in there. And you've got fish stuff.
Richard.
No.
Richard just sent us a text, says he's a friend of Delmont's. Look what they're doing with a metal rake.
Is that a hot dog? Oh, he must have had company coming over.
There's like 20 hot dogs on the tips of a metal rake, and you put that over the fire.
Okay.
Cook 20 hot dogs at one time.
Now, is that a pre-used rake? Do we know if that's a new rake?
I would hope it's a new rake.
All right. So they're saying you can do asparagus, carrots, a shrimp, couscous, soft-boiled eggs, chicken.
Oh, I'm just sorry.
Turkey?
No.
Lobster? Why am I going to pay for lobster and then cook it in my dishwasher? That is just stupid. Lasagna?
Oh, gross.
No. No, oh. Steve, I appreciate the spirit of it, no. But no.
Mm-mm. Sorry, Steve.
There's even videos online.
Oh, no, I'm
where
not
you
watching
can see,
it. No.
I'm just saying.
No, that's...
Y'all are nothing if not creative, so I appreciate the spirit of it. We'll be back.
It's 8:18.
The Morning Jam. Sometimes naughty, sometimes nice. Janet Rose and Mark Lamb.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping, and I've brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
The Morning Jam with Janet Rose and Mark Lamb.
8:23, or 8:22, sorry, getting ahead of myself.
A little bit.
At least I'm only a minute, not an hour behind or ahead like I do
that's
sometimes.
That's true, because sometimes that does happen. But,
makes
but
people
not always.
Taking a second look at their watches or their clocks or their phones or whatever.
Or that they're,
oh,
you
it's
know,
just Mark being off again.
Their heart's in their throat. Yeah, they're probably like used to it. You're no Alexa, buddy.
I am not.
Let me tell you that right now.
Alexa, what time is it?
I don't know. It's, you know, it's 8 o'clock, give or take a couple hours. So,
right. So we didn't get to this earlier. You had mentioned Dr. Fauci. This is the five, and they were talking about the news conference with Jen. She had Dr. Fauci in yesterday, and just as a guest appearance because he's not getting enough FaceTime on TV apparently. Mm-hmm. This is kind of what happened.
President Biden and his administration being accused of ramping up hysteria around the new COVID variant. The White House announcing today the first case of Omicron was detected in California. While the president is urging Americans not to panic, the White House is reportedly set to start imposing strict testing mandates and 7-day quarantines for people entering the country, including U.S. citizens. And the CDC reportedly forcing airlines to disclose passengers' names and personal information if they have recently traveled to certain countries in Southern Africa. Jen Psaki was asked about the White House's latest efforts to curb the virus.
Is the idea that you want people now to kind of wrap their heads around that the president, instead of shutting down the virus, is going to try to help people live amidst the virus and go about their lives, but COVID is going to be here.
We're all sick and tired of this virus, but we need approximately 20% of the population or more people than are currently vaccinated to go get vaccinated and go get boosted.
There was also an appearance by Dr. Anthony Fauci at the briefing room, and Peter Ducey asked him this.
As you advise the president about the possibility of new testing requirements for people coming into this country, does that include everybody?
The answer is yes, because you know that the new regulation, if you want to call it that, is that anybody and everybody who's coming into the country needs to get a test within 24 hours of getting on the plane to come here.
But what about people who don't take a plane and just these border crossers coming in huge numbers?
You know, that's a different issue.
That's a whole different kind
of
fish.
It is a different issue, you idiot.
What's different about it?
Oh, that doesn't count. That doesn't count. Okay. We're not worried about them.
So 15 people come in and they quarantine them on an airplane.
Right.
Then literally,
a thousand are coming in.
Right. They're estimating 2.1 million will cross that border this year alone.
Of course.
And what about those? Well, that's a different story.
Right. Well, that's
spreading the disease with those people.
Oh, well, we're not. No. We're going to fly them.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was
the
other thing.
What about the ones that we're flying? Are we testing them?
He goes on to talk about how they're flying these folks all over the country. Literally.
Are they tested? Are they tested before you fly them?
No. Some
exactly.
are.
Exactly. But some not are. All.
Right. And they're just being put into communities, flying them in the middle of the night. And then when Jen Jen's called on that, she says, well, they're being flown in early in the morning.
What the difference does that make?
It doesn't. Doesn't matter if they come in 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
It's completely irrelevant.
If they've got the measles or these other diseases that we've overcome.
We've already seen a resurgence of some of these things.
Because these folks aren't vaccinated in their own origination or their own countries of origination. And they're bringing in diseases that we've fought and won 50 years ago.
Right.
You know, doesn't
count because if you are appearing noble in your endeavors,
right.
then the vaccine goes, oh, okay.
Oh, the vaccine knows.
Yeah, the vaccine knows.
I didn't know that.
Just like the Phantom car and just like the gun that Alex didn't shoot.
Yeah, he said he didn't pull the trigger.
Said he didn't pull the trigger.
I just don't know how it went off. Maybe he had a remote.
It just went off. He just doesn't know how.
Never point a gun at anyone.
But you know what? This is what annoys me the most about that is that stinking thing is going to work and people are going to be watching that.
Yep.
And they're going to get their ratings.
Oh, they will. No
because
doubt.
Because people, on a more positive note, it is some of the better acting I've seen out of the man just in the trailer. So
here's what she's talking about. He did a big interview with George Stephanopoulos.
Oh, boy.
Just going to play a little
Hope
bit of it.
Hope you've had your breakfast.
It wasn't in the script for the trigger to be pulled.
Well, the trigger wasn't pulled. I didn't pull the trigger.
So you never pulled the trigger?
No. I would never point a gun at anyone and pull a trigger at them. Never.
What did you think happened? How did a real bullet get on that set?
I have no idea.
He never answers any questions after that. It's just a teaser. They get you in with that one. Then he asks them five more questions and... They're just using the team.
But, I mean, he is asking him questions that we would ask.
Oh, yeah.
It was in your hand.
There will be answers, but, you know.
And that's when it went off, was when it was in your hand.
Well, I did not pull the trigger.
And just delusional.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
like you say, some of the best acting.
I understand. Well, I was talking about the breakdown. And look, he should be broken down.
Mm-hmm.
He should be broken down and humbled, and he should be owning this.
Right.
What an insult to that woman's family.
This will probably maybe end up in civil court of some sort.
Probably.
And they're going to play this tape.
Well, he's not doing himself any favors unless there's something else that comes out in that interview that we're not seeing.
Thing. Right. Sure.
Well, all is not well.
With who?
With the Kamala world. She has had yet another top advisor resign.
Oh, wow.
Even as they're tweeting out how wonderful she is and how great it is to work for her.
Oh, sure.
We have Simone Sanders, who is the second top Harris aide.
Okay.
Who's announced their resignation in the last 2 weeks.
Oh, brother.
Senior advisor to the vice president and her chief spokesperson will depart at the end of the year.
Wow.
Sanders is the second one to announce her departure in less than a month.
Mm-hmm.
Just 2 weeks ago. Harris Communications Director Ashley Antonin, who had resigned Harris, had been plagued by poor approval ratings and questions from Republican critics about her competence. Simone has served honorably for 3 years, the White House official told Fox News. first as a valuable member of the president's 2020 presidential campaign, then as a member of his transition team, and now deputy assistant to the president and senior advisor chief spokesperson for the vice president. White House officials also told Fox News that President Biden and Harris are grateful for Simone's service and advocacy, right, and she will be missed. Now, is she resigning or has she been forced to resign? Is she being blamed for her poor ratings? Is that what's going on?
I don't know. You know what?
She was actually hired in 2014 by Bernie Sanders.
Oh, okay. So she's a Bernie.
Yeah.
What do they call those Bernie people? There's a name.
Idiots? No, that's not it?
No.
Oh.
No.
I could have swore that's what it was. Millennials? No. Look, I'm trying to help you out.
No, I know you are, and none of those are making a connection.
Oh, okay. Formerly, Sanders served as the chair for the Coalition for Juvenile Justice Emerging Leaders Committee and a member of the Federal Advisory Committee on Juvenile Justice as she advocated for social and racial justice and highlighted economic equality.
I know why.
Inequality.
I know why I can't remember.
Bernie Bros.
Yeah, it was the re-educational camp that I went to where they told me I couldn't say bro because that was a gender.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, they're called Bernie Bros.
I think mine were more accurate.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I could be wrong, but you know I never am. I'm just kidding.
It's 8:30.
Not really.
8:31 will be a CBS News brief. They'll give us an update on what's going on with Lord knows what.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll have Kimberly McBroom with some news, and then we'll have some news for you as well. One more Five and Dine, and at least one more life hack for you before the show is over. We're so glad you've joined us on this Thursday edition.
Somebody's sending me things on how to cook with your car? No! What is wrong with you people?
Hey, if it gets hot enough, you can cook eggs on the hood, you know. So,
10 best recipes for cooking with your car.
Wow.
Heaven help me.
Taking it to the nth degree today.
53 degrees now in Salem, 51 in Roanoke, 44 in Danville, 47 in Lynchburg, 46 in Bedford, 46 in Amherst.
All right. So, we've got this guy in Bedford, Virginia, trying to make a difference. His name is Chris Morris. He has started this thing called Bedford's Random Acts of Kindness. He really wants to see folks get into the holiday spirit. So what Chris does with his Random Acts of Kindness is hands out cards to random people, gift cards.
Oh, wow.
Passes them around to random people. Most people are shocked by the kindness of his gesture, but they're also inspired as well. Some folks really needing that little boost because some people really experience depression because of background issues that, you know, things that have happened in the past during the holidays. But Chris is making sure that at least some folks through the random act of kindness are getting a real dose of what Christmas really means, because God gave so much to us during this time, really, is that's what Christmas means, is when he sent his dear son. And we know the story. That's what Christmas is all about. So thanks to Chris taking the effort, and other people are taking notice, Janet, for the Bedford Random Acts of Kindness.
Wreaths are hung up throughout downtown Danville for the holidays, but there's one that has a special message behind it, a huge wreath that sits under the iconic home sign near Main and Union Street is part of the Danville Fire Department Keep the Wreath Red campaign. This is the second year the department is holding the campaign. The wreath serves as a reminder about the importance of fire safety during the holidays. The wreath is full of red lights, but every time there is a fire, one light turns white.
Hmm.
It's the fire department's mission to keep the lights red throughout the holiday season. They say it also helps them spruce up and educate the community about fire safety during this time of year. So this is going to be a reminder in keeping the wreath red. That's a neat idea.
Yeah, I like that.
Because, you know, it's really, this time of year, we really start seeing a lot of fires, some of them caused by cooking, some caused by heating, different heating units, mm-hmm. and even sometimes, you know, Christmas lights and dried branches, things
like
that.
Yeah, and we were talking yesterday about how some people literally still put candles.
Well, I'm waiting for the picture from the German friend.
Right,
who,
right.
Apparently, they only do that a couple of times, and then they do it mostly around Christmas Eve, but still.
Okay.
Scary.
All right. So, ever gone to Switzerland?
I wish.
Yeah. Well, there's a way that you could do it, not even leave the state of Virginia.
I want to leave the state of Virginia.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Take a weekend to wine, dine, and explore Little Switzerland of Virginia, tucked away in Virginia's beautiful Allegheny Mountains. It's in Highland County. It's one of the highest elevations, really east of the Mississippi. This unique area has earned its reputation for being the Little Switzerland of Virginia. It's truly a treasure. The town has about 2,300 residents and often welcomes visitors to the unique getaway that they can experience. My wife and I have looked at some pictures of this place in the past, looking at, you know, maybe going up there ourselves.
Apparently there's one in North Carolina too.
Wow.
Who knew?
So Highland County, check it out. You can go to the website here, www.dwr.virginia.gov, to find out more information. Make that a weekend getaway, and you don't even have to get jet lag. So there you go.
That's pretty nice.
Maybe a Christmas present for somebody.
Maybe so.
Hand them a gift card too. Maybe you can talk to Chris over there in Bedford.
Maybe so. Bedford County Public Schools are offering CDL prep courses due to that just terrible bus driver shortage they have right now.
Yeah.
Like several districts across the region, Bedford County Public Schools is dealing with a bus driver shortage. However, school officials want to combat that shortage by helping potential candidates become licensed commercial drivers. Since the 22nd of November, Bedford County students have had 5 days of school. On all five of those days, anywhere between 1 and 9 buses have been delayed and had their routes canceled. According to the Bedford County Public Schools Chief Operating Officer, the district is down 8 full-time drivers. However, they're planning to bring in more bus driver candidates. They announced they'll be offering a prep course to help potential drivers get a commercial driver's license. The classes will be held on the following days at the district's administration building in the school board meeting room on Bridge Street in Bedford, Saturday from 9 to 3, Monday the 13th from 6 to 9, and then Wednesday, December 15th from 6 to 9. Several people have already signed up, but the district say they definitely have a certain type of person in mind for the job. They need to be positive, caring, confident folks who like to work with children.
Okay. All right.
Randy said, can I listen to the morning jam while driving?
Of course you can.
No, he texts too much. Unless you have talk texting, you better be careful.
Yeah.
You don't text too much. We're glad that you text. You're texting just the right amount. Just don't do it while holding your phone.
Yeah, while driving and all
you'll
that
get
stuff. Yeah,
you'll busted.
You'll get a ticket, and we don't want to have to come bail you out.
All right, so I looked into the whole car driving, cooking thing. Sometimes this show takes on a life of its own.
It really does.
We've talked about cooking with an iron, cooking with a dishwasher. That was disgusting. Cooking with your car. Well, I baked cookies in the windshield with my son before. Okay. I've done that.
So, okay, quick question. Were these like the pre-roll and you cut them up?
Yeah.
You know, lay them on the dash?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I was imagining him, you know, one of your Ben or Bryce, you know, kind of mixing up powder, you know, the flour and no, honey, break the egg this way.
Oh, Bryce is a great cook, but we just did it. It was purely a test to see if
just
it
see
could
if it
really
work.
Happen.
What time of year
and
was it, really, it?
And we did that and we did pizza. It was middle of summer. I mean, it was really hot. And part of the reason we were doing it was to show just how hot a car can get and how quickly.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's why we did that. So Teresa sent me a link.
All right.
About cooking by tractor.
Cooking by tractor.
Cooking by tractor, yes. So it says, it's in a tractor thread. It says, my son's been experimenting with heating up or cooking lunch on the tractor engine while doing field work this spring. I mean, I guess it would get him a nice hot lunch without having to go all the way back to the house.
Right.
He's thinking of fabricating a cooking platform and taking it up a level. He's doing brats on the exhaust manifold. I have warned him about grease fires. He certainly uses a lot of tinfoil. I can imagine so. Then she sends me a link. Apparently, there is actually a cookbook.
Okay.
On Amazon.
All right.
Manifold Destiny Guide Cooking.
Oh, Lord.
There's also a roadkill cookbook. No, thank you. Although I did gift Kill It and Grill It to my nephew.
Did you?
One
okay.
year.
Well, it depends on the car, too, because certain manifolds, the way they come out, like on a V8, they kind of come out for like an inch and a half, and then they shoot straight down to where other manifolds are more out, and then they go down. I would imagine that it's better in an engine like that to try to cook something. I just can't imagine trying.
Well, apparently, manifold
this is why you go to the drive-thru.
Destiny was written in 1989.
Wow.
Updated in 98 and 2008.
Okay.
Written by Chris Maynard and Bill Scheller.
Huh. Well,
somebody needs to be getting that for Christmas this year.
No, not me. Send me where all the McDonald's are. I have an app for that, though, now, thanks to Janet.
You are welcome.
Do you have the McDonald's app?
All right,
I was surprised I didn't have it already.
Yes, the Kill It and Grill It is a real book.
Okay.
It's a real cookbook, and it was written by Ted Nugent.
Okay.
And his wife.
Right.
And it's got some pretty good recipes in it, Ted Nugent. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey, we have Bob on line one, who's apparently cooked a few things on the manifold. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning. Yeah, back in the day, truck drivers would take a wire basket and stick it on their manifold to cook a can of soup going down the road when there wasn't that many truck stops available.
Wow. Okay.
So wire basket, it protects it. Yeah, you pull it off, you don't get burned yourself.
Necessity is the mother of invention.
They carried extra heavy gloves so they grab the can and open it up and eat right out of the can.
Wow. You guys are amazing. And you ladies that have come up with these ideas as well.
That's pretty great. That's pretty interesting. Okay.
Well, thank you, Bob.
Did you ever do it, or you just know of other people that did it?
No, I did it. I didn't have a basket. I just took the can and stuck it in a tight spot on the, on the manifold on the engine.
So I'm curious.
You know, our motors run pretty hot.
Yeah, sure.
On a diesel.
Yeah.
So what is the best soup to cook on a manifold? I'm just curious.
I had I had some Campbell's soup at the time.
Yeah.
I think it was clam chowder.
Oh, now, nice. Now we're talking.
Yeah. There you go.
It was cold out, too, so
That
was a nice little treat.
I'll bet so. Okay. All right. I didn't know if there was a particular, I didn't have to pair it with the diesel. I wasn't really sure. Bob, thanks for calling in this morning. That's crazy. That is amazing. Randy said, let's see him do that on an electric car.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Wow.
Take that, electric car, people. Not going to cook your clam chowder on that, are you? You guys crack me up. I love it.
Oh, gosh.
It's time for Five and Dime. We got to do that.
I know. I could see Five and Dime taking a different direction on one particular day. You could do the dishwasher.
No, I'm not doing that. I have my limits.
It is interesting how many ways salmon can be cooked.
I know. I mean, I'm good-natured about things, but I am not putting a $20 piece of salmon in my dishwasher.
He might swim away.
Ugh. And what is that going to smell like?
It's time for Janet's Five and Dime on the Morning Jam. Give her 5 minutes, and she'll give you some great inspiration for a delicious meal tonight.
Why are there cats in my dishwasher? I don't know. I tried a tuna melt. Didn't go well.
Ooh.
Five and Dine is brought to you by our friends at F&L Market, who does not encourage you to, cook on your car. They are on Memorial Avenue in Lynchburg, and they have everything you need to stock your pantry, get you ready for the holidays, even some special orders. They're cutting and grinding fresh meats every single day, and they are always there for you for whatever your needs may be. Go by and see them, and thank them for helping us bring you Five and Dine. Because we sure do appreciate them. This week, I've been sharing recipes that are great for gifting. If you like to make foodie gifts, if maybe you have someone that's a little difficult to shop for, maybe they don't need another tchotchke, you might want to, make a little food gift, something they can enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
This is a fun take on fudge. It's a gin and tonic fudge.
Yes.
And because gin has that kind of juniper flavoring, mm-hmm. It does kind of remind you a little bit of the holidays. Fudge is not difficult to make. That's going to be your basis here. You're going to line your 7x10 brownie tin with some parchment paper. Then you're going to put some white chocolate into a heavy-based pan along with a can of sweetened condensed milk. You're going to melt it on low heat, stirring it often. And then you can get gin and tonic flavoring. I just use gin. Mm-hmm. Just put gin in it. Okay. And you're going to mix that into your chocolate mixture and along with your icing sugar or confectioner sugar. Once it's melted and you combine it all, it could take a little while for you to beat it. Make sure it's well incorporated. Then you're going to add in some zest of lime. Mm-hmm. And then after you get all that incorporated, you're going to pour that into the tin, put some more lime zest onto the top, and then store it in the fridge for at least 3 to 4 hours, or you can set it overnight. Remove it from the tin, cut it into 1-inch squares. It doesn't need to be any bigger than that because fudge is rich. And then return it to the fridge for another couple of hours to finish setting it if it's still a little bit soft. And then you just put it up in your tins, and it is ready for gift giving. It's kind of a fun take on fudge. It's gin and tonic fudge with lime. You want to see the recipe? Go to Facebook, type in Janet's Five and Dine. You'll find this recipe and all the recipes that we share, brought to you by F&L Market, where their meats are a cut above.
Before you fire up the coffee maker, turn on the Morning Jam with Janet and Mark on the Virginia Talk Radio Network.
I come from a long line of Southern cooks, and one thing my mama always told me was ingredients matter. That's why I trust the experienced butchers at F&L Market, Lynchburg's only locally and family-owned independent grocery store. Their staff cuts and grinds fresh meats daily and will offer you the personal service you desire for everyday meals or special occasions. This week at F&L Market, stock up on Family Pack Boneless Pork Chops, $2.29 a pound. Family Pack Bone-in assorted pork chops are $1.79 a pound. Boneless chuck roast are $5.49 a pound. Grade A large eggs are $1.59 a dozen. Save on Dole bananas, 49 cents a pound. And be sure to sign up for the VIP Savings Club. Text FL Market to 833-605-1804. Stop by F&L Market today, 2517 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. Their meat is a cut above.
Turn on the Morning Jam with Janet and Mark, 6 to 9 a.m.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
8:52, just a few minutes to go. Just to finish out the show, I'm getting a little choked up over here. Sorry.
No, you're not.
Andy Williams.
Andy Williams gets you choked up. Yeah,
I really enjoyed all the stuff the guy did. He was quite an amazing.
Now, do you watch the Andy Williams Christmas specials? They're streaming.
Yeah, I've watched them in the past. I haven't watched them in the last couple of years. I pulled together a little Andy Williams thing. My wife and I do this little Christmas card thing every year.
I haven't had it before,
yeah. And when he passed, I put together some stuff. So I found a lot of those specials and put together a montage for our little Christmas card. Yeah, the guy, him and his brothers. Mm-hmm. I mean, they were really, really great singers. And Andy, you know, just a great performer.
Well, if you're wanting to get into the full holiday mood, perhaps you would want to consider an Airbnb stay.
Okay.
You can stay in the Home Alone house.
I heard that on the news yesterday.
Yeah, it's available for rent on Airbnb. They say you do need to watch out for booby traps. But other than that, it's in Wakinta, Illinois,
mm-hmm.
and was featured a lot in the 1990 film.
Yeah.
It's being listed for a single one-night stay mm-hmm. for December 12th.
I heard that one of the actors is willing to be there. In that movie, I think he played like the mean older brother.
He played the older brother to Macaulay.
He's willing to show up for your Nightmare on Elm Street.
He said, you may not remember me as particularly accommodating, but I've grown up, and I'd be happy to share my family home, my pizza even, with you this holiday season.
Wow.
Just try not to let my tarantula axle loose this time.
Ugh.
The stay includes holiday decorations, booby traps inspired by the film, pizza, and a candlelit dinner of microwavable Kraft mac and cheese. Ah.
Mm, wow.
The $25 stay for four guests will also include a screening of Home Sweet Home Alone, the latest film of the franchise, and the new Home Alone Lego set. The house will be available for booking starting December 7th.
Okay, the $25 part.
Now, obviously, it's a publicity stunt to talk about the new movie.
Yeah. I mean, it's like I heard that yesterday. I go, what? Yeah, it kind of went
I don't know how many people want to go to Illinois.
Yeah.
For
it's cold. I can tell you that.
I didn't know that that's where the...
Where the house was.
The house was. Although they were Chicago, I guess.
Yeah, I think
were they in Chicago?
Yeah,
there's a lot of movies that are in Chicago, like While You Were Sleeping and some of those.
I'm going to watch Home Alone New York this year just to see if they erase Donald Trump's scene.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They said they were going to do a deepfake and put head on Donald Trump's body. That he was going to have the older version of himself on Donald Trump's body when he turns around and looks.
So dumb. I wonder if they've done that.
I hope they don't do it.
I hope they don't either. That's just messed up.
Yeah.
I mean, what are they going to do? Are they going to go redo all the movies that have something that they find that hurts their feelings?
Yeah. I mean, that means you got to take away what's-his-face's, the guy that was the original, he left House of Cards, Stacey. Thank you.
Even on a bad day, he's still got it.
He's not feeling well today, Trey.
But he still shouts out the answers. So, you know, genetics have a whole lot to do with our health, our longevity, all of that. If you didn't believe it before, you're going to believe it now. A trio of Kansas City sisters are celebrating after the youngest of them just celebrated her 100th birthday.
Oh, wow.
Frances Compass celebrated that on November 11th, following in the footsteps of older sister Julia, 104, and Lucy, 102.
Mm-hmm.
She says, I'm thankful for us girls being together all the time, my parents and my faith.
Mm-hmm.
The sisters, who grew up on a farm in Kansas, said they've witnessed many changes in the world during their lives. We have refrigerators and deep freezers. We didn't used to have those.
Mm-hmm.
They now have multiple children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren. The women, whose father lived to age 98, say they have some ideas about how they managed to live past the century mark.
Mm-hmm.
We eat well, she said. We pray, and we try to stay out of mischief. Well, there you go. Man, if that's one of the requirements, you're in trouble. You're always into some mischief.
Mm-hmm.
It may not go well for you.
You were mentioning Kamala earlier and
the massive exodus.
Yeah. And I was looking up some, I mean, this has been a trend for her over the last few months.
Mm-hmm.
We have a story, you know, back in July, and there was, you know, rumors of toxic environments back then. I just think that, you imagine if, and the latest thing is that his President Biden's staff and her staff are having it out. It would appear maybe that's one of the reasons these folks are leaving. They're just tired of it, you know, and they can put on the resume that they, you know, that they worked for one of the most unsuccessful vice presidents in history. So, you know, I don't know if that's going to get them a gig at CNN or MSNBC, I'm sure. You know.
So, yeah, okay.
When, you know, Chris Cuomo's slot is currently open. Anderson Cooper is now working 10 hours a day on the air at CNN.
Oh, wow.
Carrying the network.
I hope he's not going to be back. Now it's time to get some fresh blood in there.
Tubin came back, and here's the guy that was caught pleasuring himself on a Zoom call.
La, 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 la.
On a Zoom call with New Yorker Magazine colleagues.
So weird.
And he comes back.
Just a bunch of freakazoids. How does that
happen?
He's
back. I think Chris Cuomo comes back based on that.
How do they erase, you know, Donald Trump from Home Alone, but
right,
they let that bozo back on the air.
Right.
I just don't understand. Hey, here's a fun fact before we leave today. December of this year features 9 consecutive days of palindromes. You know what that is?
No.
They're words, phrases, or number sequences that are the same forward as they are backward, like level, kayak, civic, radar, solos.
Okay. Right.
December has several of them, including 12-1-21, 12-2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 21. Okay. So we've got several days that are the same backwards as they are forwards. Boy, if you're a conspiracy person,
or if you're dyslexic,
is something bad going to happen?
You're covered on those days if you're dyslexic. I can say that because I am. So.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. It's going to be 9 consecutive days of pleasantness for you. That's great.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be like a advent calendar of its own making of sorts. Yeah,
just make your week easier.
Yeah.
You guys have a great day. We'll be back tomorrow. Of course, it's going to be funny Friday. So
yeah. Make today awesome.